Everyone does it. It really isn't that big a deal. And besides, who's going to find out? These are just a few of the lines we feed ourselves in our attempt to make acceptable what we know to be wrong. Because we don't want to think of ourselves as immoral or corrupt, and because we don't want to feel badly about ourselves violating principles we claim that are important to us. So we feed ourselves lines, excuses, justifications. When we seek to justify that which we know is wrong, we are attempting to soothe ourselves, to make ourselves feel better, because no one wants to feel badly about who they are. Most of us don't want to see ourselves as morally compromised or ethically challenged. We want to think of ourselves as good people, upstanding and forthright. We want a positive self-image. The fact is, we don't have to justify doing something that we know is right, whether it's helping a person in need or being truthful with a loved one or volunteering for a worthwhile organization. We only justify that which we know is wrong. Because when we do something we know is wrong, it wears on us. We feel uncomfortable, ill at ease, for doing something wrong erodes at a piece of who we are and how we feel about ourselves. Justification is an instinctual mechanism for getting out from under the weight of acting unethically. Every person who has a sense of right and wrong relies on justification to make acceptable, at least to themselves, that which they know is unacceptable. And justification is a paradox. It is our way to make ourselves comfortable when we do something wrong, but it can also be our warning sign when we are about to do something wrong. When we can become attuned to our use of justification, when we can hear ourselves say, well, everyone does it, and we recognize it for what it is, an excuse to do something we wouldn't otherwise do, we have an opportunity to stop ourselves, to correct ourselves, to stop and to do what we know is right. Creating an ethical life means that we must become attuned to how we let ourselves off the hook. This is one more tool in building a life we can be proud to live. And if you're still not sure if what you're about to do is right or wrong, imagine what your mother or grandmother would say if they knew. Next week, I have one more final thought about how we can build an ethical life. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.